Every Saturday night, my mom and grandma would gather up their knitting to do while they watched. They were always so excited they couldn't wait for the main event.
No, they were not gathering their knitting to watch a spelling bee or even to take it to a fair, rather to watch roller derby, that quintessential contact sport underappreciated for its athleticism and overappreciated for its carnival-like controversy. The origins of roller derby date back to the 1880s, when roller skating became a popular pastime. Speed and endurance races built up over the following several decades upon flat and banked tracks. As spectators enjoyed watching the spills and falls of the skaters as much as the race itself, the term derby began being applied around 1922. As the sport progressed, writer Damon Runyon convinced promoter Leo Seltzer to change the rules and increase skater contact in the mid-1930s. From these experimentations came the roller derby that we can witness today. Coming up, we'll uncover just how this modern-day attraction of roller derby is played. Roller derby is a game played in two periods of 30 minutes. It is a contact sport played by two teams of five members. Gameplay consists of a series of short matchups, jams, in which both teams designate a scoring player, the jammer, who scores points by lapping members of the opposing team. The remaining four members are called blockers. The teams attempt to assist their own jammer whilst hindering the opposing jammer, in effect, playing both offense and defense simultaneously.
I have found what appears to be the roller derby superfan.
At the height of its popularity, roller derby was broadcast over several networks. In the late 60s, despite attempts to keep attentions by adding antics akin to the spectacle of wrestling, the sport's popularity dramatically declined and roller derby almost completely faded away. That is, until the early 2000s, when a revival rounded up roller derby as an all-female, woman-organized, amateur sport that has spread worldwide with over 1,200 leagues derbying today. Most of these modern leagues are skater-owned and or volunteer-operated and share a strong do-it-yourself ethic combined with athleticism and elements from punk, camp, and third-wave feminist aesthetics. Next, we'll speak with an official roller derby referee on the state of the game and why it sometimes receives a freak show reputation.
What has ever come to be the strangest illusion of all time? The head of a lovely girl and the body of an ugly snake.
Welcome back. We are here with Surreal, coincidentally an alias. Can you speak on why the roller derby players and officials use pseudonyms today?
I think it really helps us adopt the persona that we're trying to get the crowd to see. It helps us put on that strong, powerful image.
So roller derby, if we're being honest, has somewhat of a carnival reputation. Is that the perception that the Roller Derby Association wants to project today?
I don't believe it is. I think we still suffer from some holdouts of images in people's mind. You say roller derby and they picture roller derby from their grandmother's day where women would pull off their helmets and hit each other with them or have a big dog pile in a fist fight. And that's not the roller derby of today. Roller derby of today is full of athleticism and it's a sport. I'd like to see a lot more explosion in the junior roller derby area. I think it helps legitimize us as a sport and provides an avenue of growth for girls and women who want to progress their skills in the sport arena.
And beyond that, world domination.
Excellent. The Olympics are considering roller derby for the 2020 Games. Roller derby, no longer a carnival.